You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Your mental game can be the difference between dominating the course and the course dominating you. In this episode of the Chain Clankers Disc Golf Podcast, I'm going to be giving you 10 tips that will help you improve your disc golf mental game. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clankers Disc Golf Podcast. I'm your host, Quentin Ferris, and today we are talking about mental tips in disc golf, how you can become a better mental disc golfer. I've got 10 tips for you. Before I get into it, I want to tell you about Upper Park Disc Golf. Upper Park Disc Golf has the best bags in the disc golf space. They're lightweight, they're durable, they're very fashionable, and they're environmentally friendly. I personally love my Rebel bag that I carry with me to most disc golf events. It's got amazing storage for not only your discs, but snacks and water, which is going to be key to having a good mental game, which we'll talk about later in this episode. If you want to get your Rebel today, make sure you use promo code CLANKERS10 at checkout to save yourself 10% and support the Chain Clankers. Today, we are talking mental games. Let's get right into it. No more wasting time. I'm sorry for not having an episode out yesterday. Had this all recorded, and then I lost it due to some technical difficulties. So, not very happy about that. I don't want to bore you with any more of that tech speak. I'm going to go quick. I'm going to get this out because I know we're on a little bit more of a time crunch than I initially had for this podcast, but we're still going to give you the value, and that's what matters. I want to give you the value, and I want to give it to you quickly. So let's start off with the number one. We're going to go 1 to 10, or I guess let's go 10 to 1. So number 10, stay positive. You have to maintain a positive attitude throughout your round. Focus on your accomplishments rather than dwelling on your mistakes. The best thing that I can link this back to is my baseball days. One of my baseball coaches would say, "So what, next pitch?" And that is the truth. That pitch already went by, you're not getting it back. That throw already happened, that putt already happened, that hole already happened. You literally cannot change it. So you dwelling on it is only going to kill your mental game, and you're not going to play good disc golf. You want to celebrate those accomplishments, take your positives, and move on. You can be upset, but you can't dwell. You can be upset and you can coach yourself, but you can't dwell and you can't stay and continue to think about those mistakes. That is going to kill your disc golf game. Number 9, you want to visualize success. Before your round, visualize yourself making successful throws and putts. This mental rehearsal can boost your confidence, and confidence is everything in disc golf, right? So if you want to be confident, you need to visualize yourself hitting the gap, hitting the putts, being good on the course. And that visualization, it's a lot easier to make it happen and manifest it when you're being positive in your visualization. If you're being negative or you're not visualizing at all, it can actually lead to you not having as high of a performance as you would have hoped for. Number eight, I cannot count. Breathe and relax. Practice deep breathing and stay calm and composed, especially in high pressure situations. Relaxation techniques can help you manage stress. This is a big one. You're going to be stressed on the course in tournaments. You're going to be having to hit a big time bird save or bogey save or a par putt or whatever it is. You're going to have to hit that tough mando that you don't hit. You're going to have adversity in your disc golf rounds. But how can you be in a relaxed and calmful state? This will help you be a better disc golfer. And I really believe that breathing is huge to that. Taking deep breaths and calming down, feeling that stress leave your body, not tensing up. Those things are critical to performing better on the disc golf course. Number 7 now. We are setting realistic goals. Establish achievable goals for each round. This will give you a sense of purpose and accomplishment during the game. This is massive. And I was playing with someone I'm coaching right now, and when we went to the course, his goal was to shoot plus 18. That's a bogey every single hole. That would be considered a good round for him and something you can take away happy and continue to work on. And got a couple pars, got a couple double bogeys, got a couple birdies, but at the end of the day, it was plus 18. And the key is you can't let that first double bogey or that first bogey get inside your head. You have to have those realistic goals. You're not going to birdie every single hole. You're not going 18 down. You're probably not going double digits down. Heck, if you're at par, that's a good round. So you need to be realistic with your game and how you play. And I think this is a great example of internet distance and internet scores and saying you can throw 500 when you can't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you say you're shooting 9 down. If you can't do it consistently, it doesn't matter. There's just one hot round. You can throw a disc 450 feet one time. That doesn't mean you throw 450. To me, it's consistency. What can you consistently do? That describes what disc golfer you are. And in order to do that, you have to set realistic goals. Let's get now to number 6. Stay in the present. Concentrate on the shot at hand rather than worrying about past errors or future holes. Staying in the present helps you make better decisions. This is a little bit different from that staying positive. This staying present means that you are focused on every single shot you're doing in the moment. You're focused on the moment. You're not focused on what happened on the prior hole, and you're not thinking ahead. Something that I think a lot of disc golfers can be doing that is hurting their game is they're thinking ahead to the next hole. You're on hole 4, but you're thinking about hole 8. Maybe hole 8 is a must-get birdie. Maybe hole 8 is a really tough par for you. If you're thinking about that hole when you're not on that hole, you're taking away from your ability to be effective on the hole you're currently on. You don't want to take away your effectiveness on that hole. You don't want to take away your mental what's the word? You don't want to take away your mental capacity on the hole you're on. Focus on your next shot. That is the only thing that matters. Your next shot. That's what you should be giving 100% of your mental activity toward. All right, what are we on now? We've got to number 5, develop a routine. Consistent pre-shot routines help you stay focused and calm. Stick to that routine for every throw. This helps level set every throw you have. This helps you get mentally prepared and mentally focused on that throw. This routine can do that. That's why you see a lot of players do that for putts, but we need to now extend that to our drives. It gets you ready to drive. It makes sure you're not going too quickly, you're not going too slowly. You're ready to do what you need to do. You're mentally locked in. A routine is big time. And if things are going poorly for you, a routine can help you get back to the norm. It can make a massive difference in your game. If you don't have a routine, you need to get one today. Number 4, manage your emotions. Acknowledge your emotions, but don't let them control your game. If you get frustrated, take a moment to regroup and refocus. This is a big one, and this is a constant theme in this episode, is that it is okay to be mad in the moment. It is not okay to dwell. It is okay to coach. It is not okay to berate. It is okay to learn, make mistakes, fail. That is okay. But when you carry those negative emotions and say you can't and say you won't, that is then when you affect the rest of your disc golf round. If you miss a putt and then you say, I can't putt today. Today is not my day. After the first hole, yeah, you're not going to make putts because you've already mentally given up. You've already told yourself it's not going to be a good day. So instead, you need to stay positive, you need to stay calm, and you need to manage your emotions. Number 3, learn from your mistakes. View mistakes as learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong and use that knowledge to improve the game in the future. This is big. When you make a mistake, you need to take that moment and understand why you made that mistake. Was it a bad wind read? Was it a bad disc selection? Was it a bad throw because you were rounding? Was it a bad putt because you short-armed it? What went wrong that led to this event happening? That is so critical for understanding and improving your game rapidly. It's not just doing and hoping. It's analyzing, understanding what went wrong and how you can fix it going forward, that is huge if you want to improve your game, especially if you're looking to improve it quickly. Number two, stay patient. Disc golf can be a game of patience. Not every throw will be perfect, so be patient with yourself and your progress. It's called golf for a reason at the end of the day, right, guys? Like, you're staying patient. You're not shooting 18 down every time, and for that reason, you have to know that things are not going to come easy. And this is something that I think players that I coach struggle with, is that you want to stay patient, and when we're working on something, you're not going to get it the very first time. It's going to take time. You have to stay patient. You have to be vulnerable, and you have to know that perfection is not the key. Consistency and improvement is the key. That's what we're focused on. And so, yeah, your first throw or your first putt of doing something that's different from what you were doing, yeah, it's probably not going to be great, but that's okay because we're working on it and we're moving toward a better disc golfer, and staying patient is huge on that. The last one I got for you, number one, guys, stay hydrated and energized. And you can do that by having a larger bag with more storage, Upper Park Disc Golf, promo code CLANKERS10. Physical health can influence your mental state. Stay hydrated and eat nutritious snacks to maintain your energy levels throughout the round. This is so big. Every round I have, when I run out of water, oh man, it's a bad round. You heard me talk about my tournament earlier in the year. Ran out of water, completely mentally checked out. Having water and having snacks can truly make the difference in your round. It can give you that boost that you need to fight and finish your round strong. And remember that improving your mental game takes practice, just like improving your physical skills. By incorporating these tips into your disc golf routine and consistently working on your mental approach, you will become a more composed and successful disc golfer. And that is the goal of this podcast. Hopefully you feel that way after listening to this episode. Like I said, apologies for the day delay, but I hope you enjoyed. Nonetheless, let me know in the comments, in the feedback on Instagram, TikTok. If you're looking to improve your disc golf game, you gotta follow the TikTok and Instagram at Chang Clankers Disc Golf. And with that, we will see you guys next week.